Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
And swinging my hair back and forth. Do y'all remember that song? It's an old song. Swinging my hair back and forth, needing to do something to it, and we're live once again. It's still Saturday, and I've done a lot of talking today. And to go along with that podcast that I put this morning, was definitely very intense about my product, my facial product that I started using. I'm 48 now. I started using it when I was 17 years old. It may as well be taken off the market. They are changing the formula. So for me, it doesn't serve a purpose. You can go to hell and take your product with you. That's to the company. Now, and I was reading something, and it was somebody's question. It's a pretty sensitive topic, and it's about looks. It's about appearance. And usually we get that generic, most people in the world are not, there are two people that are honest in the world. I don't know who the other one is. Like, I'm the one of them. I don't know who the other one, but I figure you're never the only one, so there's another one. Now, because usually when we're talking about looks, we'll have those generic answers about, well, looks don't matter. It's the personality that counts. It's on the inside, and you can meet good-looking people, and they're, like, mean, and you have to be ugly to have a nice personality. Then, if you go back to that podcast I put up this morning, you have people, even in their 20s, spending thousands and 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 thousands of dollars on plastic surgery, face, lifts, liposuction for the face, and the makeup industry is booming, but looks don't matter like that. So I ignore what people say because there are only two honest people in the world. I'm one of them. And there's another one out there somewhere like, help me, I'm drowning under all the lies, the world, they're like that. Like that, that's the way that it is. And I'm actually sitting here and I see my reflection. I have on a bikini top. I'm going to get in the pool a little bit, get my toes wet after I finish with this podcast. And this is the communication. This is what somebody writes, and it's pretty sensitive. And I feel that people that lie don't need to answer questions because they're a part of the problem. I think let the honest people, the two that are in the world, answer the questions now. We can really get things done, and we can really get people the help and support that they need. And let everybody else that have the generic lies and the generic answers to questions that they've always had, let's let them zip it for a bit. And the person writes, how can I get a partner if I'm so ugly? I'm depressed of my looks. Don't tell me looks don't matter because it clearly matters. Don't tell me about character and personality because I've tried to be a good person, but I'm still by myself. Okay, so that lets you know that looks matter. Despite what do women want to say about, despite that, because it matters to them also, because who's buying all the makeup? And they'll be the one that tell you that looks don't matter, but they'll be the one buying all the makeup. So it matters. Now, zip it. So somebody answered the question. We had a lot of people answering the question, giving the generic answer about character and personality and trying to put the good-looking people down to make the person that feels that they're ugly feel good and using that same old thing about beauty being in the eyes of the beholder and all of that stuff. Okay. So somebody answered that, broke that mold, and I was surprised. I was like, somebody that's original is taking the podium. Let's be quiet and see what they have to say like that. And they write, well, the comment sections are full of blue-pilled answers. Truth is, of course, your looks will determine your love life, unless you suffer from a mental disease, social awkwardness that sabotages you. People minimize the matter of looks and overestimate the importance of personality. Truth is, you never see beautiful people celibate for long. Most of the people put up with average or boring or nasty personalities, at least for short term, if the partner is attractive. Looks are 80% of attraction, but people try to deny it so that it do not appear shallow. The liars. I am a strong believer that you can improve your appearance, but there are some limitations with it. So it is better to truly analyze your looks and take the black pill. If you are a man, not too short, with no handicap or micro penis, you still can work on your other assets. Career, money, status, humor, personality, hobbies, to become more desirable. On the other hand, if you are an ugly woman, pretty from your genetics, not like your weight, which you can't control, they put, then you cannot do much, apart plastic surgery, and even to a limited extent for a woman, there is no real option in other department than looks to be desired by a man. You can, of course, look for an ugly man, but not all of them are willing to love an ugly woman. Being ugly doesn't make you magically find other ugly people attractive. It can be very destructive for your ego to feel unwanted, undesired, unloved in the long term. Beauty is not a myth or subjective. It is very objective, as ugliness also is. Some people try to invest in something else than the pursuit of love in order to cope with their loneliness. If people around you have stopped to ask you if you have found a partner or even never assumed you were in a relationship, then you know you are ugly. If you are a girl and never rarely you get approached by a man, then you also know you are ugly. My advice is for you to find a domain in which you can shine and get a better self-image, because it may never come from a loving relationship. People say romance is not everything, whereas they have never experienced long celibacy and solitude. Now, and this is what the people's response was to this writer. I think this is the most honest advice somebody put. This is so true. I never had strangers tap me on the shoulder and tell me I should have been drowned at birth, and even had my best friend tell me. I've had strangers tap me on the shoulder and tell me I should have been drowned at birth, and even had my best friend tell me, you're popular, you've got a good job, but you can change your face. No one wants you, so deal with it. Okay. It is a shallow world, so I don't change what I can't have a good life, have a good life with great friends and accept what I cannot change. Okay. Now, I don't really... And somebody else writes, you're absolutely right about this. I hate how people sugarcoat this topic. Looks are 90% of a person's worth regarding romantic attractiveness. People just don't want to accept it. Somebody else writes, finally, some honest answer here. I'm really sick of these positive comments attempted to correct others as if they know more about you than yourself. Some even were trying to blame you for making excuses for failure. All these people just want to make themselves feel better because they know facial attractiveness is playing a significant role in love, work, and life. They just won't admit it, but subtly relates their success to effort or talent. My view is to accept who you are and be yourself. I'm ugly, then it is what it is. Okay, I don't need those positive advices. Okay, now, I don't completely agree with the writer, but it was definitely original, and it goes away from what the usual comedy is about, looks being in the eye of the beholder and all of that and all of that like that. It's in about is the personality, but then we have a makeup industry that's booming like that. So I'm like, I bet they're different, because if it looks weren't important, you wouldn't be piling on makeup before you left the house every morning. So it's clearly important. Is and people that feel that they are unattractive or ugly, they know that to be true, or they feel that to be true based on relationship partners who is attracted to them and who is not, and who is not approaching them. So you can't get them sugar-coated answers like, well, it's looks are in the eye of the beholder. So who's saying you're ugly? Well, if they're not getting dates, that's what's making them feel that they're ugly. Or it's about your personality. Well, you can find attractive people that have nicer personalities. Also, that's why they're getting all the men or the women, because they could be attractive and they can have a nice personality. And also that other attempt to downplay the beautiful people to make the ones that are unattractive feel good. Those usually generic answers that we usually hear. So it was good and refreshing to hear this person's point of view, even though I'm not completely in agreement with it. It was nice to hear somebody get out of that mode of stupidity and ignorance and niceness trying to cover up their shallowness, or them trying to say things that sound nice and cute and good on paper like that. So, okay. Now, so my point of view is that even with people that label themselves as unattractive, they usually want attractive partners. So I guess beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And they also are distinguishing what is beautiful to them romantically, and they want physically attractive people. Because if they didn't want physically attractive people, they wouldn't be saying, well, I can't get a date because I feel that I'm unattractive or ugly. They would just be with somebody that is ugly and unattractive also. They're even also wanting to be with attractive people. Most people want a physically attractive people to be with. Surprise. I feel that nobody was really surprised. It's just the cover up of people wanting to appear to be nice and be seen as nice. So they say things publicly that make them appear that way. Is most people, even people that look at themselves as unattractive or call themselves ugly, they are attracted to what they look at as physically attractive. And those are the type of people that they want. And those are the type of people that they want to approach them. And saying, well, it's about the personality, just like this person that whose question it was that called themselves unattractive, where they called themselves ugly, they know that, okay, they are trying to be a good person, but it's still not helping. So what does that tell them? That looks are important. And they also did not do that usual thing of trying to say, well, most attractive people have horrible personalities, but then you have people buying makeup trying to look attractive. Things to themselves that will make them look attractive. So let's cut out the bull. Let's cut out the bull and let the people talk that are honest, that can give people true guidance, that can truly help people without putting those generic band-aid solutions on problems that are still going to be there in the long haul. And even the people that have the problems are not wanting to hear the bull anymore. They don't want to hear it about the looks being in the beauty, being in the eye of the beholder. Because they even judge people based on their looks. They want somebody that is attractive. Because it would be easy for them to get someone equally ugly as they are. They don't want that. They want to be approached by somebody that is more attractive to them, that they're physically attracted to, that would excuse their looks. And to most men and women that are attractive, I'm not one of them. I've most definitely classified myself as average and sexy. I'm shaking my breasts. I have on the bikini top, remember, and I'm seeing my reflection. It would be like, okay, is where they would, if okay, they know that you can't say, well, it's about your personality and not your looks. They know that that is, because it still would, the people that they look at as being attractive, what if they also had a damn great personality? Nobody's buying that bull about, well, you have to be ugly to have a great personality. No. It's what if they're good looking and highly attractive and they also had a great personality? And usually people that are not physically attracted, men that are not physically attracted won't hop women. And they'll put up with that nasty damn attitude. The majority of them will. And sometimes they can get that hot woman and she'll have a good attitude. You never know how she's going to be romantic. You know, and it's, that's how men that are unattractive. Women that are unattractive want hot men. Most of them do. And then you have people that settle for what is average and what is like them. You have people settle for what is average and what is like them. Like that. So it's quite it's quite different. And I'm happy to see that people are not falling for those old fashioned answers anymore and to their problems. They're not falling for that anymore. That does not suffice. It's not soothing the issue. It's not solution to the issue. It's not answering the question to the problem. It's not. And I'm happy people are coming out of that. Those generic answers. And then you look at the trillion dollar makeup industry. And you look at the plastic surgery. And all of that. And then these same people be spouting out that looks aren't important. They'll be mostly women. And, you know, like that, it would be, that's what it is. And then some people will answer the question by giving you a long sermon about, well, if the person is only looking at you for your looks and that's what they're judging, they're an asshole and that. Shut up. Usually when people are fantasizing about a romantic partner sexually, is somebody attractive? Unless they're just wanting to get the rocks off and anybody will suffice. Usually is where people that are men are seeking attractive women. And it's not all about the physical appearance, but the physical appearance is the first thing that you're attracted to when you meet someone. And, you know, it's what you're attracted to when you first meet now. And then you'll have 10 people in the world that'll say, well, I don't care how the person looks as long as they treat me well. Well, they may care how you look. Like that. And then we have a man that stated, I dated a woman that I wouldn't call a beauty, but I also wouldn't call her unattractive. She tried harder. The sex was great. She really threw herself into it and often wanted to explore almost anything, and I mean anything. She was a great cook and always surprised me with her dishes. She often, not always, would show up at my door with a week's worth of cooked meals for my refrigerator. He put refrigerator. Like that. Okay. By the way, best minestrone soup I have ever had. And great sex almost always found that food delivery. What else could a guy ask for? On the downside, she was a terrible housekeeper, and my place was always a wreck when she left. And I had a big smile on my face watching her go. How could I let this go? She really wanted to get married, and I wasn't really ready at the time, that time of my life. I wonder how long the great sex would have lasted after the ceremony. Like that. Now, you know, and then this guy states, you feel good at first because you're getting sex in company. Then you start to get disgusted with yourself for settling so low. This is why these kinds of setups are actually harmful for both parties, is the matching of desperation. Once the sexual zing ends and the idea that both of you connect out of the feeling of desperation creates incredible unease between you two. Usually the person with more socially acceptable looks feel the shame much earlier on than the other, which is where the squabble begins. So it's actually a horrifying situation that is baited by the promise of sexual release. A romantic play acting out over time becomes a shameful burden between the two people experiencing it. I'd recommend not dating people you label in your mind as unattractive, as that means you're automatically dehumanizing them as not a part of your tribe. Instead, simply converse with them and ask them to help release your sexual urge if you are brave enough, which is what I suspect you're actually after. For romance, focus your energies on people that you automatically assign a human label to. Usually they are people who you easily remember their name and repeat it in your head during daydreams. Now, I don't know if I exactly agree with him. And I'm not that type of person. Well, a man is an asshole if he's judging you based on your looks. I don't go by that. I don't really think so, because I have to be physically attracted to the person that I'm dealing with. Also, romantically, I'm not going to want to have sex with them if I don't physically desire them. And that's about physically desiring their body. Is so I don't say things that make me look good or appear to be a certain way when deep down beneath, I will be the first one at the makeup counter, at the plastic surgeon table. I don't wear makeup. So I don't do that. Is where I tell the truth and I'm honest. But this is what I feel. That if you have labeled yourself as unattractive, and it's not about looks and beauty being an eye of the beholder, because if you labeled yourself as unattractive or decide that you're unattractive and you're not getting dates, that means that you could potentially be unattractive to the people that you are attracted to. And as I stated, usually people that are unattractive, they want attractive people. They see the other ones that pretend that they don't see it, The unattractive one will most definitely tell you to them, and that's what they want, those dates, those types of interactions, love from a person that they look at as hot, like that. They don't want anybody that is unattractive. They want somebody that is hot. They're just telling you that they feel that they're unattractive, and they want to know what the hell to do about it so that they can attract somebody that is hot, that will want them and love them. Now, what you can do is not listen to people that spout off at the mouth about eyes being looks beautiful and eyes beholden and all that. Is what you need to do is play up whatever is a part of your physical appearance that you see as desirable. It could be your eyes, it could be your lips, it could be the shape of your body. Just like the first commenter wrote about weight. If it's your weight, you can easily control that. Lose it. I'm not one of those people about celebrating fatness. You can easily change your weight and then being mad because people aren't attracted about that. That's in your control. Lose the weight. That's easy. Now, if it's your facial appearance that's making you feel not attractive and you want to attract someone that you look at as attractive, and you feel that you want to, because some people, they want to be attractive, like that, and play up those features that you have physically. If it's your body and you have a sexy body, play it up, put on that makeup. I don't wear it, the foundation, but put on that makeup if you need to. Play up your body, play up what is physically attractive that you look at yourself as physically, those titties, those breasts, play it up because they're your greatest asset, like that. And it can help build your confidence in you. And when you start building your confidence in you, it's going to attract that partner, as opposed to sitting around until the sun sets, listening at people tell you that beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's not about your beauty, it's about your personality, while they're at the makeup counter or getting plastic surgery, like that. Don't sit around listening to that BS. Play up your most physical attributes and love them. Love your most physical attributes that you find attractive, and you can bring that energy out. You can make it shine like that. And play it up. Love it. It'll build your confidence. And I bet you, a man, that if you're a woman and you want to I bet you he'll be attracted to you in combination with your personality. People don't want to hear that BS about beauty being in the eyes of the whole kind of shit. People want to feel good. People want to feel attractive. People want to feel sexy like that. And we have a $1 trillion makeup industry that backs me up and says it's a fact. And we have, I need to get me a man that does the plastic surgery on women. I would never have plastic surgery. I need to get me one of those, because those must be rolling in dough with all the plastic surgery people are having in their 20s. Like that, they must be those men must be rolling in dough. I need to get me one of those like that. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be the greatest cheerleader with advertisement. Advertise it like that. You know, bring that money in. It's the way that I would be. So if you want to be sexy, navigate towards women like me that'll tell you how to play up your attributes